Hey everybody, welcome to Sports Ball. This is a sports trivia show, we'll say. We'll put a little bit of some flavor on the word trivia, because it's not really. You know, it is, but it isn't. We're going to throw some trivia in there, but we're also going to have some discussions about some current events in sports. We're going to talk, you know, we'll get into some conversations that are you know, based on sports, but maybe not trivia. And they're always going to be funny because I always bring on comedians. So let's introduce our first comedian participating today, my friend Buddy Dean, everybody.
Hey, thank you for having me, Drew.
Hell yeah, buddy. Thanks for being on, man. So if people can't really tell in the background, we got a Buffalo Bills quilt hanging up.
Yeah, my granny made it.
Yeah. And you got a number 11. Is that a number 11? Number 11,
yes, sir.
Bills jersey on. Last episode, you got mad at me because somebody not on my payroll kind of took a shot at Drew Bledsoe. Why are you coming to Drew Bledsoe's defense so heavily?
Because as a kid, he was like, I seen him once play live, and he looked like he was 10 feet tall, so he was always my favorite player as a kid. And so I just followed him forever, and when the Patriots got rid of him, I was like, I'm no longer a Patriots fan because those guys are idiots. How could you get rid of the best quarterback in the world?
Yeah.
And I've hated him ever since and been a Bills fan ever since. So.
Well, that was a good choice, man. I mean, Bills over Patriots is always a good way to go.
Yeah, the quarterback legacies.
Yeah, you guys do have one of the tallest quarterbacks in the league now, though, so that's fun.
I love Josh. Yeah, he's the first quarterback I've actually liked that we've had since Drew.
I'm trying to rack my brain real quick to think of old Bills quarterbacks since Drew.
JP Lossman.
Yeah, you never want to have a quarterback whose last name is Lossman, you know?
Yeah. Not same draft class as Big Ben and Eli and Philip Rivers, you know, that fourth quarterback in that Hall of Fame class is
JP
Lossman.
Yeah, the unforgotten quarterback. All right. Also welcoming in, give it up for Jack Brown, everybody. Jack Brown.
Hey.
I'm going to get a soundboard where we have a clap noise.
Very brave of Buddy to not stand Tyrod Taylor in our current BLM moment.
Not
include him as a good Bills quarterback. I really like that too. As a child, Drew Bledsoe was taller than I was. Therefore, I followed him forever.
Yeah.
It's true though. I remember being a kid and, you know, like, this is why I'm wearing my Rivercats jersey. I saw Dinger. He was like 10 feet tall to me, and I've been a Rivercats fan ever since.
Yeah. It's hard to not root for the Rivercats, man. I mean, just a historic legacy. You know what's funny is, like, when I was a kid, the Rivercats actually were winning, like, Pacific Coast League titles.
Yes, that's right.
No one gave a shit. You know what I mean? Like, you'd go to a Rivercats game and get like a helmet full of Dippin' Dots and then go home. And then, like, you'd read in the newspaper 3 months later that they won the PCL title. And you're like, holy shit, good for them. You know?
They couldn't have been better set up for success with the A's doing like Moneyball and that. It really is like, what if an MLB team prioritized their AAA team at the expense of their MLB team?
That's a very good point, actually. Jack, your favorite football team is the Green Bay Packers. So happens that so is mine. How did you end up a Packers fan in Sacramento, California?
My dad is from Wisconsin. He's from a little bit outside of Sheboygan, over by Fox River. So, yeah.
Okay.
The first picture of me as a baby is me in a Reggie White jersey. That's an adult Reggie White jersey, and, like, my head's, like, kind of adorably popping out. But I didn't have a choice. But it's been good. It's been bad and it's been good.
Yeah.
For the most part, it's been good. What about you?
My dad's a diehard Dallas Cowboys fan. And when I was a kid, he always played fantasy football. And I always wanted to play fantasy football with him. So he was like, one year he was finally like, okay, fine. I'll let you, you know, help me have a fantasy football team. So we just joined like a Yahoo free league. And Brett Favre was our quarterback. And it was when the Packers were like dominant. So they were always on TV. And so he was just like, oh, let's watch our quarterback. And then I just ended up watching like more Packers games than Cowboys games that year. And just kind of stuck with Brett Favre and became a Packers fan. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a little fun. That's fun. How tall was he? Was that one of the fantasy stats?
I think, yeah, Buddy said Drew Bledsoe was like 10 feet. I think Brett Favre was like 10 and a half.
That seems right.
And then our last comedian joining us, last but not least, make it real loud for Josh Means, everybody at home. Wake up the neighbors.
Woo-woo.
Yeah, make it loud for Josh, everybody. Another bizarre. I think that Sacramento is fun because I don't think we're all around the same age, right? I'm 25. Everyone's kind of in that general ballpark. I don't think many people our age from Sacramento wanted to be Raiders and Niners fans. Josh, no. You're a San Diego Chargers fan. How did that happen?
It's actually kind of funny. My real dad tried to get me to like the Niners, and I hated him, so I hated the Niners. And then it was like I still wanted a California team, so it was between the Chargers and the Raiders. And then the Chargers had a running back by the name of Natrone Means.
Oh, there it goes.
Like, led me to them. And then the Raiders sued my stepdad.
The Raiders sued your stepdad?
Yeah, he owned a bar, and he was playing blacked-out Raiders games at the bar, and Al Davis sued him for it.
Al Davis wasn't like a very litigious guy, so
no,
that doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a beautiful white trash fandom love story. We always love to have those on the show. Guys, thanks for joining us. We're going to have a really fun show here. I decided that one thing I want to do different from the last episode is before we get into our first game, I'm just going to drop a crazy stat that I found that doesn't really fit into any trivia categories, but I thought was relevant to the current sports conversation and a fun one. Last night, Fernando Tatis Jr. from the San Diego Padres hit a grand slam in the eighth inning while on a 3-0 fastball while his team was up 7 runs. It caused this whole stir about the unwritten rules of baseball and all that dumb shit. But I wanted this stat is pretty crazy. Greg Maddux faced 20,421 batters in his MLB career. Of that 20,421, only 310 ever reached a 3-0 count against him, and 177 of that 310 were intentional walks. So Greg Maddux, just an all-time control guy. That's just a fucking bonker stat. So that one's for the people at home. You can drop that one on your friends at the bars when they open back up. Guys, for you, we're gonna get into our first game here. It's called Let's Argue. How this game works is I gave you guys 3 topics ahead of time, sports-related topics, and how you accrue points in this. It's like the ESPN game around the horn. I'm just going to give you points for good points made. So this first one, I love this sports argument. It's one of my favorites because it's always positive. It's always about potential. If you could erase one sports injury from one athlete's career, who do you pick and what single injury? We'll start with Buddy. Buddy, go ahead.
I was thinking about this a lot, and I think this is my favorite of the questions, and my answer is Derrick Rose, and it's the big ACL injury.
Yeah.
And my answer is simple. It's because just think Derrick Rose in his prime versus Curry versus Dame versus Kyrie. Like, that to me is some of the best point guard play we could ever imagine seeing. And yeah, we get the other three, but seeing Rose in his top form at that point when they're all coming into the league and they're all young boys would have just been amazing to see.
I totally agree. Derrick Rose is my pick on that question as well. I think the bummer about that first ACL injury is they were like up like 12 points with a minute left or something. Like, there was no reason for him to even be on the floor, but you know, Thibodeau plays the shit out of his stars. All right, Jack, what do you got for me?
So it sounds like Buddy already got your answer, so I guess he wins, but I'll still go.
No. It's good points made. Good points made. You make a good argument, I give you points.
Yeah. So the first one I thought of was Sterling Sharp, Shannon Sharp's brother, who is better than Shannon Sharp, had the best 3-year stretch of any wide receiver before 2000, before he got injured. But then I went a little bit deeper. I thought about it more. The second player in NCAA history to lead the NCAA in points and rebounds, probably someone you haven't heard of, Hank Gathers from LMU.
Hank Gathers, okay.
Yeah, and his injury was he died on the court.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So I wish, not just from a sports perspective, and you guys can keep arguing, and, you know, Derrick Rose and all that, but literally died.
I choose Kobe.
And which injury?
The most recent.
Jack, that's a good pull. I've never heard of Hank Gathers, and I didn't know someone died on an NCAA court. Good to know.
That's right, he did.
All right, Josh, what do you got?
I had D. Rose written down, but I was also thinking maybe Andrew Bynum's bowling accident.
Okay.
No, really, it came down to two. Boogie's meningitis that got Michael Malone fired. That's just personal. But the one I would choose is Greg Oden. His first foot injury, maybe that saves the rest of them. I don't know. But I think he was a beast.
Yeah, but do you think, you know, Greg Oden's an interesting one because, like, that guy was so goddamn dominant in college. Do you think that he, I mean, because he got injured so early on. I think that he kind of – he's in a nice place where he never really became like an NBA bust. You know what I mean? Like he never – No,
he did. He was a bust.
I mean, he becomes a bust because he was drafted first overall, but he's not like a guy who got to the NBA and sucked. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like he's kind of in the sweet spot of guys who get injured because you don't – like he's not a Hasheem to beat type. You know what I mean?
I feel it.
Do you think – what do you think
I do
that?
Also want to point out – I think you're probably right. Like, he's still, whatever. I do want to point out D Rose, if you, heal the knee injury, he probably also doesn't have time to rape.
That's a good point. Yeah. That is a good point.
Thanks for making my point, Josh.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
And RIP the judge of that case who died mysteriously.
That judge's name, Hank Gathers.
All right. So after that first question, I got Buddy with three and Jack and Josh with each four. Josh pandered to me with the Boogie Cousins meningitis and Mike Malone, who it was nice to see his Nuggets pulling out yesterday. All right. Didn't break my heart at all watching a coach that we fired.
Luka in the night game.
Yeah. Doesn't matter to me at all. Okay. All right. Question number two that we're going to talk about is Kama, and I hope I'm pronouncing the last name right, Sivarand was a rookie for the Seattle Seahawks who was caught sneaking a woman back into the team hotel, resulting in his release. I mean, guys, do we mind this move? We're going to start with Jack on this one. Jack, hit me with it.
So you're leaving out an important detail of the story, is that she was dressed up in team gear to try and get in. Now, I want to know, what does that look like? Because I've played football, and, like, when you're done playing football, you take the pads off. Like, was she wearing pads and a helmet in? Like, what's football gear? Just a Seahawks T-shirt? You're still going to clearly be a woman. Like, was she in full pads or something? She scurry in them like a hermit crab? I'm fine with it. If she took the time to get in full football gear, put on the pads, put on the helmet, all that, I'm totally fine with it. If she didn't do that, she's not committed enough. Not okay by me.
That's good point, actually. I don't know if the Seahawks were allowed to go full pads at that point. I think the NFL's got restrictions on that. Josh, coming to you, what do you think of this?
Well, Seattle's always been all about the 12th man.
That's a good point.
It's kind of like that Amanda Bynes movie, She's the Man, and I'm like hoping they just have to put her in on defense.
Okay.
I don't mind it at all.
Some PT at least, if she's going to be with the team. Might as well. Okay.
It's a fair point. We need bodies.
Yeah. Next man up. I like that. Buddy, what do you got?
So it's, do we mind the release, the move of the release, or the move of him bringing a girl?
The question is, how do we feel about the Seahawks releasing this guy? He was an undrafted free agent.
The balls. The balls of an undrafted rookie.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I was going to say I completely agree with the Seahawks because this guy is below a nobody, and we're in, like, this shit where everybody wants to get out. We just want to watch fucking football. And this fucking nobody is bringing some woman, whether it be a woman, a man, anybody, he dresses up like a kicker and brings them in, because I'm assuming you have to dress her up like a kicker. Right. Unless he's into big girls, then it's an offensive lineman. Not judging.
Yeah.
But I'm just thinking, fuck that guy, and I'm glad the Seahawks got rid of him, because I don't want to lose football. I'm too selfish. Too selfish. Agreed. I don't want to lose football, so fuck that guy.
I can't Agreed. Wait till he ends up on the Bills.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's usually the other way around. Our drop-offs go to Seattle. and then do really well. Marshawn Lynch.
That was, yeah, there you go.
He might have been listening to Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll's a 9/11 truther. Pete Carroll might have said to the team, hey, we know this isn't real. Let's go out there and act like COVID's not real. He could have been just like following directions.
Jack, following the leader. Point, Pete Carroll might be a COVID hoaxer. That is actually a great point.
He brought Jordan Peterson in to talk to the team. Imagine that. This is a real thing. Yeah, that Kermit the Frog voiced motherfucker coming in and like telling Jadeveon Clowney what to do. It's just crazy to me.
Yeah, it's hilarious. Well, I think that was my first question when I saw the story. I think we all kind of brought it up, and I intentionally left it out because I wanted you guys to hit on it. Was like, he dresses her up as a player. But, like, I mean, you got it. Like, he's a cornerback, so he's not the biggest guy on the team. So I can imagine that the girl he's, trying to hook up with is probably 5'3", 5'4". Like, what are you trying to disguise her as, like, a slot receiver? Like, right. I was so confused, but I love it. I got Buddy at 8, Jack at 9, Josh at 8. We're entering the last question. This is my personal favorite question. Absolutely love what's going on in the NBA bubble right now. I got Lakers Portland on right now. Dame Lillard wins the bubble seeding games MVP and sends the Blazers to the playoffs in what most expect to be a first round exit. While Devin Booker leads the expectationless Phoenix Suns to an 8-0 record in the bubble, but they missed the playoffs. But my man left an Instagram comment for Kendall Jenner, who then replied. So I guess the question will start with Josh is, whose month would you rather have, Dame Lillard's or Devin Booker's?
All right, listen. Devin Booker had almost the best month anyone could have. 8-0, game winner, respect from his peers. Yeah. The new most improved trophy, which is Kendall Jenner, gets passed around every year. but you said it yourself, no expectations. Dame had all the pressure. He had to make it in. He even had more pressure when, pun intended, things ratcheted up with his sister and Paul George's wife. And he responded with 41-51-61 or 51-61-41, whatever it was. Dame Lillard, he's going to the playoffs. Kick Booker out.
It's hard to argue.
I'd rather have that month.
It's hard to argue. Buddy, what do you got?
The answer is Dame Lillard, and it's not even close. Good for Devin Booker, but both of them are on, what, like 4-year contracts still, so nobody's playing for a big-ass contract or anything big. You know, no extensions are getting, you know, you're not getting more money for that. And also, he's going home. Dame may flame out in the first round because his team doesn't have, you know, it all together to make it past maybe the first or second round, but Dame's still in the playoffs. Dame's still playing basketball in a year where we might have not have even finished a season. So in my opinion, it's Dame, and it's not even really close, because good for Devin Booker, but it's like doing really good in the first part of the season, just like they did, and then shitting out the rest of the season. So
yeah, I agree with both of you there, and we'll get to Jack in a second. I think that just from Devin Booker's standpoint, he ends on the highest note you possibly can without winning a championship inside the bubble. You know what I mean? Like, he's going home 8-0, and I mean, he gets to leave the – he gets to go hang out with Kendall Jenner now. I mean, what's to not like? Jack, what do you got for me? I hope I didn't step on any of your points.
No. That's all good stuff. I am regretting right now not having a little, like, Woody Page thing up, like a little whiteboard. I just thought about that now. Uh-huh. But no, it's clearly Dame. I mean, it's not that hard to get an Instagram reply from Kendall Jenner. I've gotten one multiple times. You just have to send like vaguely threatening things.
Okay.
And their legal team will reach out to you. She'll respond herself. But just, you know, it's consistency. It's posting a lot. If you get in those comments early and really make it known that something could happen, and again, you don't want to be too specific, but just that something could happen if she doesn't respond, it's pretty easy to get a response.
Okay, so you're saying, so just for the record, though, just for people at home who may not have seen the story, is you're saying that if you vaguely threaten Kendall Jenner, you will get a reply. I just want to be clear, Devin Booker's Instagram comments were not threatening in nature, but it's still the same effect regardless.
Oh, I don't know. I think he did like an emoji, or he said like, he like peaches or something.
Strawberries. Yeah. He said he likes strawberries.
See, that's,
and then her
that's
reply
right.
was a strawberry emoji.
Yeah. That's vague enough for me.
That's vague enough for you.
It could be, you think that could have been intentions. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good to know. All right, guys, that wraps up. Let's argue. I got Buddy with 10, Josh with 11, Jack with 12. Those points truly mean almost nothing because the next couple games are really what's going to decide it, because these are lower point games. And the next game we have is called Listicles. One of my least favorite things about the modern sports journalism is the uptick in what are called listicles, where it's just Bleacher Report goes like, here's the craziest celebrity fans in the NFL and all that shit. And so what we do is we play a last man standing type game where I'm going to give you a Bleacher Report listicle. I've pulled their top 10 from that list, and we're going to go around starting with Buddy. And you're each going to be responsible to name one of the players on the list. If you cannot name a person, you're eliminated from the game. The last person standing gets 3 points. Everyone on board? Make sense? Give me a thumbs up. Cool, cool. All right. Today's listicle is Bleacher Report ranked the top NBA first overall picks of the last 20 years. So from 2000 to 2020, Bleacher Report said these are the top 10 number one overall picks. Buddy, we'll start with you. There's obviously a couple gimmies here.
LeBron.
Yeah, LeBron is number one on that list. We're coming to Jack next. Jack, who you got?
Yao Ming.
Yao Ming is number six on the list, yeah. Josh?
Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis, number two. Buddy, who you got?
Embiid. Y'all.
Joel Embiid is...
third overall pick.
Yeah, he was third overall that year. Yeah. Okay. Sorry, buddy.
All right. No, it's okay.
All right.
Fair enough.
We're coming to Jack.
Derrick Rose?
Derrick Rose, number nine on this list, sure.
Oh, wow.
Josh?
Kyrie.
Kyrie's number three, yeah. Jack?
Oof. This might not make it, but would they put Ben Simmons on there?
They got him at number 10. They do have Ben Simmons at number 10, yeah.
Blake
so, hold on, let's – okay. Blake Griffin is at number four, but I wanted to give Jack a moment just to breathe for a second. So we got LeBron at one, AD at two, Kyrie at three. Josh has got Blake Griffin at four, got Yao Ming at six, D Rose at nine, and Ben Simmons at 10. So that leaves number five, number seven, and number eight.
Five, seven, and eight. Someone who's good, but not that good, but still pretty good.
Mm-hmm. That's how I describe these guys.
Oh, man. I need to just toss a name out there. But all I'm thinking of, and this is not my answer, the only one I can think of right now is Anthony Bennett, who is a total bust.
Yeah, he was actually ranked number 20 out of the top 20 in the last 20 years.
That's the only name that's coming to my head right now, though. I'm going to guess... gosh, when it was Darko's year, that was 2003. No, that was LeBron James and Carmelo. Son of a gun. I'm running out of time. I feel like there's not a timer on this game, but I can just feel the pressure, and I know Josh is ready. I'm going to go with Steve Francis.
No, Steve Francis was drafted before. I think he was 97, Steve Francis. So, Josh, you get the three there. To wrap that list up, at number five was Dwight Howard. Number seven, Carl Anthony Towns at number seven, and number eight was John Wall.
I was
11, 12, and 13, I thought these were fun. Zion already at number 11 because Bleacher Report doesn't know how to fucking have any journalistic integrity. The guy's played like 25 games.
The only team the Kings beat in the bubble.
Yeah, right, there you go. What a leg. Silver lining Jack there. Number 12, they had Andrew Bogut. And then number 13, Kenyon Martin. So that's fun. Everyone send your hate mail to Bleacher Report because they suck ass. All right, doing okay on time here. We're going to get into our next game. This is one of my, I think it's honestly my, this is my Mona Lisa in terms of creative brain ghost. I love this game. It's called, I'll wrap up the scores real quick. Just clue everyone in there. I left one off for Josh. Okay, so Buddy's at 10, Jack's at 12, Josh is at 14. This next game is called Offensive Pass Interference. Basically, I'm going to name an athlete. You tell me if that person has a DUI. It just so happens that this week is DUI. Last week was DUI. DUI is a plethora. I could go to there all day, but the name of the game is Offensive Pass Interference. So I'll do one where, like, dude says something racist or whatever. You know, we'll get into it. All right. So starting with Buddy again. Dennis Rodman.
This seems easy with a yes, but I'm going to go no.
He has one, Buddy. I tried to give a layup there. I'm sorry.
That should have been easy.
Oh, you're all good. It's okay. You got plenty of time to catch up here. Coming to Jack, Scottie Pippen.
Yeah, why not? Crazy.
Oh, yeah. You bet your sweet ass he does. We're talking 90s basketball, baby. Josh, coming up to you, Aaron Hernandez.
No,
he doesn't.
He's got other problems.
Yeah, unfortunately, his life was cut short before he could have the chance to get one.
Yeah,
another tough injury.
Yeah, straight yeah, one you want to take away for sure. Buddy, coming down to you, George Foreman.
Yes,
he doesn't.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, okay. Surprising. He's got like 15 kids, but no DUIs. All right, Jack, another boxing legend, Sonny Liston.
Yes, times were so different back then. That was wasn't frowned upon.
That's why it's surprising George Foreman doesn't have one. I think Sonny Liston racked his up in like 1974. I didn't even know it was against the law back then. All right, Josh, Sacramento's own Ryan Anderson.
Oh
yeah,
he doesn't.
What?
Does not have one. I know. Buddy, coming back to you, coming in hot with this one. Philadelphia Eagles great Jeff Garcia.
I know he has a mugshot, so I'm going to say yes.
He does have one. Yeah. Jeff Garcia did get one.
I've seen that mugshot. He's got a red ass face.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Coming to you, Jack. How about the legendary baseball slugger Jose Canseco?
Yeah, right, he's out of his gourd.
No, he doesn't have a DUI though. Whoa. Unfortunately. Yeah, unfortunately he was able to avoid one. Yeah. No, that's Sammy Sosa, buddy. Jose Canseco, he just yells at A-Rod on Twitter all day. It's really fascinating. All right. Coming to Josh with this one. The late great Sean Taylor.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he does have one. Very interesting. I didn't do as much research into it as I probably should have. But Sean Taylor got a DUI but was never convicted. The charges were dropped. And I can't figure out if that's because he died before court or if he did nothing wrong. Okay, nice. Bringing it back to Buddy here. Dez Bryant.
Dez has a lot of problems, but I'm going to say DUI is not one of them. No.
Correct. He does not have one. Throw up the X for Dez there. No DUI.
I like Dez.
All right. Jack, I'm going to hit you with another Sacramento legend, Dante Stallworth.
Yeah, didn't he kill someone?
yes, he did, Jack. He did kill someone.
That's like special. That's bad.
That's double. Yeah.
That's a bad double DUI.
But he only got like third degree manslaughter because they determined the guy was also at fault.
Yeah, and now he like writes for the Huffington Post. It's like, what the hell?
Well, I mean, it's never too late to turn it around, I guess.
It is if you're dead.
Jack. All right. Coming to Josh here. Kurt Angle.
Yeah. Yeah. A little too much milk. Milk and vodka.
And
prescription pills.
He's drinking White Russians. Yeah, Kurt Angle's definitely got a DUI. Yeah. But that's the cool thing about being a wrestler, dude, is who cares, you know? Just kind of
Jay WWE Uso has like five of them, and WWE's like, yeah, but you have a twin brother, so it's cool.
Yeah, bingo. All right, buddy, Barry Bonds, baseball legend.
I'm gonna say yes.
No, he doesn't.
Really?
I mean, he only liked one substance.
Roids don't count?
Yeah, no. You cannot get a DUI on steroids.
That should have probably been easy for me because Barry Bonds he just likes the roids.
Yeah, right. He sticks to what he knows.
He's a lawyer.
All right. Yeah, exactly. Jack. Pittsburgh legend, Hines Ward.
Yeah, yep.
Jackie, so much confidence and so much correctness. Yeah, Hines Ward has one.
Yeah, he was. He showed up drunk to the set of The Dark Knight when he ran back that touchdown and Bane blew up the field.
Wait, did he really show up drunk to that?
No. But that was him in the movie.
Yeah, that was him in the movie. I was gonna say if he showed up drunk to that, respect.
He showed up drunk to it.
Christopher Nolan set shit faced. That's awesome, dude.
He showed up to it and he saw the field collapse. He was like, "Oh no, my friend!" Yeah. They're like, "No, it's fine." They're like, "Wait, this guy drove here? Okay, you're going away."
They're like, "He has enough money to hire a driver, but he just loves doing it."
Yeah,
that's the case for all these guys.
Yeah, that's a good.
Chugs a beer before he goes.
Except maybe Sonny Liston. I don't know what boxing salaries were like back then. All right, wrapping up with Josh here, another Sacramento legend, Eric Musselman.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah, he got one in 2006 while head coaching the Kings. And that just shows you where our franchise is at. That's one of the most...
That was a highlight.
I saw a depressing stat the other day, is Luke Walton is...
Second.
Yeah, his career winning percentage is like .460, and he's the second winningest coach in Kings history.
So. They don't let anyone stay long enough.
Yeah, I know. But that's
more
the
time.
Problem.
Yeah. Well, not always, but there's so many of them that you can name that could have used more time.
You're not wrong. All right, so at the end of that round, Buddy's got 11, Jack with 17, Josh with 18. No need to worry at all. We still got a lot of points on the board. All right. This one I really only like because of the name of it. I'm not sure if it's going to stick around. This next game is called Just a Kid from Acronym. This is a game where I'm going to give you the sport and the letters that stand for something in that sport. Could be a stat. Could be a designation, could be just anything related to that sport. Buddy, since you're in third place, we're going to start with you again here. It's worked out pretty nicely. It's still been alphabetical order pretty much the entire game. So, Buddy.
Yeah.
The sport is football. The acronym is the PUP list.
Physically unable to perform list.
Bingo. Good job, Buddy. 1 point. 1 point per correct answer. Jack, coming to you. Baseball, war.
Wins above replacement.
Correct. Wow, you guys are doing good so far. Josh, this is perfect that it lands on you because I ran this by a couple other people and nobody knew it. I'm thinking maybe you'll know it. Basketball, Sega Baba.
Hang on. Buck.
Oh yeah, by the way, there's a chance to steal. So if Josh doesn't know it, we'll come back to Buddy, then back to Jack, so on and so forth.
The second game of back to back?
That's correct, Josh.
Yes. Yeah,
second game of back to
back. I was trying to figure it out. Okay, good. Good job, Josh.
Cool. Buddy, coming to you. Yes, basketball, TRB. I will give everyone a hint. I should have done this a little bit earlier. Some of these might be easier if you have, like, if you're, like, just write it down in front of you, because I'm sure most of them, when you see them, you'd be like, oh, I know exactly what that means. But, yeah.
Total TRB. Rebounds?
That's correct, buddy. It is the total rebounds. Jack, football, CMP percent.
Completion percentage.
Good job. Josh, coming back to you. Baseball, OPS.
I don't know. Something pitch speed.
Okay, not a bad guess. Buddy, do you know what OPS stands for?
Open pitch speed?
Oh, open pitch speed. No, it's not open pitch speed. Jack, do you have it?
On base percentage plus slugging?
That's correct. On base press plus slugging there. All right. Josh, coming back to you.
This is so funny to just imagine someone tuning into the stream right now. A bunch of guys just like, on base percentage.
They should know everything.
Total rebounds.
Was that four white guys all saying Sega Baba? Is this some weird daddy thing? All right. Coming back to Josh for this last one. Basketball, PTSA.
Points assisted.
Ooh, close, but not quite. Buddy, do you have it?
Points scored off of assists.
No, I think that would be pretty much exactly what Josh said. Jack, do you have it?
I think I have it, but I have a joke first, post-traumatic something. But, okay, here's my real one. Points against?
Almost.
Points
not
allowed.
Quite. Allowed? It's points allowed. So everyone misses Give on that one.
Give it to
one. Him. No, I can't. It's too close to
Unless
the game
it beats
to be
me,
given away.
Never mind. All right. Give it to Buddy.
Yeah, okay,
come
Buddy.
Come on, yeah. Give it to Buddy. We'll come on.
All right, we'll drop it in on Buddy's score.
I don't need
there.
Your pity points, you. Jerk.
Buddy ends the round with a liberal 14. Buddy gets the participation trophy point there that my dad hates. 14 for Buddy, Jack with 20, Josh with 19. This is as close as it gets, folks. We're having a great time here. This is another one I'm super fucking pumped for. I love this one. This is called group play. Little golf reference there for the boomers. How this one will work is I will name four athletes. Three of them have something in common. One of them does not belong in the group. A lot like Sesame Street, one of these things does not belong, or whatever the hell that fucking thing was called. There's two chances for points in this game. One, if you can't figure out the pattern, but you just happen to guess, help you with something, go get out of here. One point if you guess the name, and then one point if you guess the pattern. So if you're like, I know what all these guys have in common, I just don't know which one doesn't belong, you can guess the pattern and get a point there. It'll go to the next person, and they have a chance to pick up a point. Everyone makes sense? I have an example one here. So Ray Caruth, Ray Lewis, O.J. Simpson, and Tim Tebow.
Yeah, Tim Tebow's out, and they all did murder.
Right, or they were all accused of murder, but really
allegedly.
They were all accused of murder, but none of them were really convicted of murder. And then Tim Tebow's obviously
Jack got that quick.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, here in Ray Caruth, it's like the only time I hear that, it's murder time.
Yeah. All right, Buddy, we're coming to you on this one. Okay. I think that you got a good chance on this one. It's a little bit hard, but I think you got a good chance here. Giancarlo Stanton, Melvin Upton, Carson Wentz, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Giancarlo I'm going to go with Carson Wentz as the odd man out, and all the other ones were in movies.
So you get the point for Carson Wentz being the odd man out. That is not the pattern we're looking for, though. No? It's a good guess, though. Jack, do you have an idea of what the pattern might be there?
Oh, I just want to say great call on movies. That's probably what I would have guessed. And there's the obscure movie trivia show after this. Shout
good
out to that.
Plug, Jack. You're the best, Jack.
I'm going to say they're all, and this might get me canceled, Muslim, except for Carson Wentz, who's super Christian.
No, not quite. Okay. It's not the worst guess in the world.
That's a good, thank you.
Sure. Yeah, no, it's a total guess that anyone would have made, and there's definitely no Islamophobia involved in that guess. Josh, any idea?
No, I was thinking something to do with religion. I don't know.
Okay, so you guys aren't far off. Especially with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, these are all players who changed their names mid-career. Giancarlo Stanton used to go by Mike Stanton. Melvin Upton was BJ Upton, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar obviously was the offender. All right, and Carson Wentz has been Carson Wentz his whole life. All right, we're going to lead off with Jack on this one. Buddy went first on that last one. Jack's going first on this one. Lonzo Ball, Chandler Parsons, D'Angelo Russell, and Jordan Clarkson.
Okay, I'm going to take Chandler Parsons out, and the rest of them played for the Lakers at some point.
That is a pattern, but not the one we're looking for.
Okay.
And no, it's not Chandler Parsons.
Oh.
Josh, coming to you.
Lonzo Ball is the odd man out. And they all dated a Jenner.
I'll give it to you. Yeah, that's 2 points. They all dated specifically Kendall Jenner.
Yeah.
So shout out to Devin Booker. Really, really fucking with the rest of the league on that one. By the way, that list is much longer. I could have probably thrown 6 or 7 names. Didn't even get Blake Griffin. Didn't even get Ben Simmons. It's a whole thing. But I thought Chandler Parsons was going to be the one that threw people for a loop.
No, I did.
What the fuck? Why would Chandler Parsons be dating Kendall Jenner? All right, so Josh picks up 2 hefty points there, and takes the lead over Jack. All right, this next one, starts with Josh. Sean Kemp, Ichiro Suzuki, Antonio Cromartie, and Philip Rivers.
Ichiro Suzuki. The rest of them got hella kids. I don't
Bingo.
Know,
Josh.
I don't know
Jesus
what number
Christ.
You limited.
How did you?
Because yes. I'm a Chargers fan, Philip Rivers, and I love Sean Kemp.
Yeah,
Sean Kemp. Whatever.
I think Sean Kemp has 7 kids. So those are all players with over 5 kids, and Ichiro Suzuki has none. Sean Kemp, I think he has 6 kids with 5.
They
women.
Only let him have one.
That right there is racist. Jack's Muslim thing, not offensive at all.
Ichiro's
I can
Japanese.
Workshop it. I can workshop it a little bit. I can get there.
Punch it up. Get it more racist. All right. Yeah. So Ichiro has none. Sean Kemp's got like 6 kids with 5 women. Antonio Cromartie's got like 8 kids with 7 women. And Philip Rivers got like 9 kids with 1 woman or something.
1 woman.
Yeah. So I think Philip Rivers, after his 9th, joked that now he has an entire offense. So it's a
he
good
needs
joke.
Finally has an offensive line.
There you go. All right. We're on to the last one. Wrapping up with Buddy here. Zach Collins, Ben McLemore, Hassan Whiteside, and Wesley Matthews.
Do you repeat the people again?
Sure. Zach Collins, Ben McLemore, Hassan Whiteside, and Wesley Matthews.
Who's that first one again?
Zach Collins.
Okay, I know this is probably wrong, but I'm going to go with Zach Collins is out and the rest played for the Kings.
No, but I will give you the point for the pattern. These are all players in the playoffs that the Kings drafted. and we're coming to Jack. Jack, do you know which is the odd man out there? It's not Zach Collins.
Wesley Matthews?
It is Wesley Matthews, yeah. The rest are players that the Kings drafted that are currently playing in the NBA playoffs. And kill me, kill me, kill me.
There could have been a lot more. There could have been a lot more on that list.
I was there could have been. So sure Hassan was coming back. I was like telling people, like, oh, yeah. He'll be back.
Well, yeah, Jack, to your point, I was like, do I put Ben McLemore or Frank Mason in there? And I was like, this sucks, dude. The fact that I'm going to ask these questions fucking blows. All right. You know what? We're going to skip general trivia. I'm just going to give the answers on these. I think these are fun. We're running out of time here, so we'll skip them. But A's outfielder Chris Davis is nicknamed Mr. 247. Because he finished how many seasons straight batting 247? It's four seasons straight he batted 247, which is just a fucking insane stat. The chances of that are insane. Zion Williamson is the second rookie. My computer auto-corrected it to Rumi. But he's the second rookie to average 20 points per game on 55% shooting from the field. Who is the first rookie to do it? That answer is Shaquille O'Neal. This player's perfect streak of making the playoffs every year, 13 years to be exact, came to an end this year. J.J. Redick has been in the playoffs every single year of his career except for this one. And then the last one, Larry Fitzgerald has more tackles in his career than what wide receiver-specific stat? That's dropped passes. That's fucking bananas.
Nuts.
all right, guys. It's unfathomable. I mean, I don't know if it speaks more to him as a wide receiver or the quarterbacks he's been surrounded with.
Him.
But, all right, guys, we're getting into the last round here. This is personalized trivia. Before the show, when everyone was booked, you guys sent me your three favorite teams. I don't count hockey or soccer as sports. So that's baseball, basketball, and football. And then you sent me an offshoot sport, something random that you guys like. Buddy and Josh picked WWE. Jack hit me with college football. So I was able to pull some personalized stats for all of you here. Going into this last round, the score is Buddy with 16, Jack with 21, Josh with 23. How the point system works on this one is for a question that is specifically for you, you get a chance for 2 points. If someone steals it, that's 1 point. So this is, it's really designated for you, and you should have a good chance at getting it, hopefully. All right, we'll start with Buddy. Buddy, this question is for you.
And I just want to make a quick correction. By the way, I said wrestling, period. I watch all the wrestlings. I was a virgin until I was 21, Drew, okay?
Nice.
I watch all the wrestling.
Sick brag.
Like to go on record that I was a virgin for a while, too. So just want to clear this up.
For a couple years,
thank you, Jack.
Jack also was a virgin. Josh, would you like to input?
No, I'm good.
Cool. All right. Perfect. Okay. Buddy, which former Buffalo Bills running back was also a member of a world record sprint relay team while in college?
Running back. Oh, shit. That is... Willis McGahee?
Not Willis McGahee, actually.
Oh,
no.
Shit.
So we're coming to Jack. Jack, chance to steal here and gather 1 point.
Willis McGahee would have been my guess, but I'm going to say C.J. Spiller.
Not C.J. Spiller either.
That was my other one.
Josh, for a point.
Chris Johnson?
Not Chris Johnson either. Guys, total layup here. O.J. Simpson. O.J. Simpson.
Oh, shit. Really?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Talented man.
First thing that comes to my mind.
I think he's, to this day, the face of the franchise.
Have a O.J. Simpson jersey.
Do you? Dude, you got to rock. You got to wear that more often, dude. That's just, don't fuck with me energy. All right, Jack, preface here. This one may be easier than it sounds. Who was the Sacramento Kings' first opponent of the 2003-2004 NBA season?
The Cleveland Cavaliers.
It was the Cleveland Cavaliers. I thought I might catch you sleeping there, thinking like, oh, fuck, like, how am I supposed to know that? It's right after 2002. Maybe it's the Lakers, you know. But you knew it. LeBron James.
first.
Were you really? Remember them being sacrificed to LeBron?
There was a McDonald's commercial.
No, what we remember is Mike Bibby blocking a LeBron James layup. That's what we fucking remember. And that's what we choose to remember. So Jack picks up 2 points there. Josh, coming to you. Another Sacramento Kings-oriented question. No extra points here, but I'd love for you to rattle them off. Give me 3 of the 5 jersey numbers of the 2001-2002 starting five.
10, 21, 4, 16, 13.
Bingo. Yeah. Like I said, no bonus points there, but
got them all.
I was happy you nailed them all. All right. Buddy, coming back to you. Buddy, I'm a diehard Yankees fan. I hope I didn't make this one too hard for you, but I have faith in you here. This player was the last to hit a home run at the old Yankee Stadium. He's also a member of the 2009 World Series team, and he's also one of 3 brothers who also made it to the major leagues. I will say this is hard. Hold on before you say anything further. I can give you the position. I think that that's fair.
Okay.
He was the backup catcher of that 2019.
Jason Giambi?
No, not Jason Giambi. No. Anyone else have it?
Yadier Molina, one of the Molinas?
Jack, I'm going to need a specific first name on this one.
He gave you the wrong one.
Yeah, it sounds like I gave you the wrong one.
Josh, coming to you.
I don't know.
I figured you wouldn't.
I know who it is now.
Who is it, buddy? No, it's not Yadier. Yadier is on the Cardinals.
Yeah.
It's Jose Molina.
Yeah, that just felt like another Muslim answer for me. Jose.
He's
Like,
what's the race now?
just a great, great little tidbit there is like a place where like Babe Ruth hit all of his home runs. Mickey Mantle played. Jose Molina hit the final home run.
I was hoping for something there.
Yeah, I think everyone was hoping it would be at least Jeter, Posada, or someone. All right, Jack, headed to you here. Which Packers player was named the Minister of Defense?
Reggie White.
That's
forgot. There we go. All right. Cool. So right now we have a tie for first place at 25 points each. You guys are racking up a lot of points here. I'm loving it.
But Josh, all right,
Josh. Josh, hoping. You're as big a pop culture fan as you are a Chargers fan on this one. Sean Merriman was arrested for domestic
tequila.
Attaboy, Josh. Let me finish the question. Yeah. All right.
That's a fair answer.
Coming back to Buddy here. Which wrestler has the most WrestleMania matches at 6 without a single victory?
Oh, shit. Without a single victory?
Yeah.
I can tell you who's still undefeated. Without a victory, I'm going to go Vince McMahon.
I'll give you another guess here. Six chances at WrestleMania, no wins. I think Vince McMahon won one, didn't he?
No.
No?
He lost to Shawn Michaels. He lost to Shane. He lost to Hogan. I couldn't think of the other ones. If we're going to go... 0-6.
He's not 0-6. I never said 0-6. He's 0-3-3.
Oh, that might change it. I'm gonna go no, because he won one. Chris Jericho.
No, not Chris Jericho. Jack, do you have a guess?
Yeah, I'm gonna go. I'm not a huge wrestling fan, but if there were ties involved, I'm gonna go with the ref.
That's not a bad guess. No, it was not the referee.
I have no idea who's tied 3 times.
Well, I mean, wrestling records are weird because, like, I don't know if it's a tie. If it's like a
it might be, match, it so. Might be double yeah, count I'm, out. It might be double yeah. DQ
or like a Money in the Bank match. I don't know if they count that as a loss. I don't.
They
know.
They do. If you lost, they count it as a loss.
All right. Oh, that well, makes this sense. Makes it even more fascinating.
Okay, hang on.
I do want to know this really bad.
Dolph Ziggler.
No, I don't know. Dolph Ziggler. No. It's my fucking man, Gold Dust.
Okay.
That makes sense, and I can almost picture every single one.
That's he's been in the Booker. He's been there 30 years, and he's 0-6 at Mania.
Dude, he's also the son of a Hall of Famer, and they won't just throw him a fucking WrestleMania.
Hey, he's in AEW now, doing really well for himself. He trains the women.
It's a bummer. I still hate it. I love Gold Dust. All right, Jack, coming to you on this one. This one is a fun one. From the 2013 Alabama football team, name two of the four running backs who made it to the NFL. So just to clarify that, four running backs from the Alabama football team made it to the NFL. I need the names of two of them.
Mark Ingram. And 2013, I'm a little bit scared, but I'm going to say Derrick Henry. Is that too early for him?
Yeah, I can't give you any points there.
Shibby, that's fine.
Yeah, all good. Josh?
I can't think of anybody.
Buddy.
Repeat the question one more again.
From the 2013 Alabama football team, name two of the four running backs who ended up making it to the NFL.
Alabama, I'm going to go with Mark Ingram and Derrick Henry. No, Mark Ingram before that, yeah.
Jack just guessed that.
Yeah. Derrick Henry and I don't know, yeah.
No.
Eddie Lacy?
No, Mark Ingram was there prior. The answers are Alvin Kamara, Derrick Henry, TJ Yeldon, and Kenyon Drake.
Oh.
Legit did not know. Yeah, Kamara was that
long ago. Isn't that crazy?
Holy shit.
Yeah, 2013. Yeah. Dang, that was 7 years. Wow.
I stopped paying attention after NCAA quit.
All right, Josh.
Move him to my Madden.
Josh can't be caught here. You have a 2-point lead on Jack down to the last question, but I think this will be a fun one. I'm excited to see. I did get an individual message. A little bit of pulling back the curtain here. I got an individual message from Buddy that said, I know Josh Means said he knows wrestling. There's no chance he knows wrestling like I know wrestling.
Probably true.
So
I wasn't a virgin until 21.
This is true.
That is true.
Doc points.
here is our proverbial Fernando Tatis Jr. 3-0 Grand Slam of 7. Josh. Al Snow's famous mannequin head, known as Head, was a model for which wrestler's mask?
Vader?
Vader, no. I think Vader was probably earlier than Al Snow.
Way earlier. I'm going to go. All right, buddy.
There's no need to rub dirt in it.
I'm going to go. But
he's like, what a dumb. It is Mankind, Buddy, picking up a couple garbage time points there. Doesn't matter. Josh Means is our fucking winner. Josh, hit him with those plugs. Everyone else will get yours in a second, I promise. Josh, hit him. What's going on?
Follow me at J Means on social media. Who knows when I'll be doing shows. Follow Verbal Insults, my roast battle show. We still post content somehow, but yeah, I don't know. That's all I got. I don't have plugs.
All right. Buddy, what do you got going on? Me.
In less than an hour, you can come back to Stab because we're doing the Obscure Movie Trivia Show. Our movie of the week this week is Starship Troopers.
Yeah, also, really fun
that's
show.
All I do.
Really fun show. Cool. All right.
Thank you.
Jack.
I am actually, and I hope this is okay to do it on a comedy thing, but I'm fundraising at the moment for the Hank Gathers Memorial. I feel like a lot of people are dragging his name through the mud, and we're trying to get awareness up about him. Also doing some sketches on YouTube, but no one gives a shit. Thanks for having me on, Drew.
Of course. Well, Jack, let's not undercut you. You raised $200,000 for Tila Tequila's GoFundMe. After
That's right. And she said, no, thank you. I don't want to be associated with a Muslim-hating person.
All right, guys. This has been a lot of fucking fun. Thanks for being on. That's Sports Ball, everybody. We'll talk to you guys next week. Have a good one.